where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriScepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriScepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I forgot to turn my mic on. That's how in vacation mode I am. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, December 27th, and we will be doing our customary installment of the Supversity Science Roundup with Adele Moussa just a little later in the show. But we have some things to talk about. I'm being joined by our Director of Marketing and Sales, Stephen Lay. How are you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great.
And here we are in the midst. We're in this this island in between Christmas and New Year's. So we're not completely out of the holiday mode yet. Are you? How about you? Is your family still celebrating? Or are you done?
No, we're not done. We're still celebrating. You know, it's the calm before the next storm, I guess. But it's been just a ton of fun. It's so much fun to spend time with the family and the kids. You know, the kids are home from school.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
But you know what? I've noticed, and I was talking to Elisa about this. I mean, we started Friday, after we did Casual Friday, you know, we had plans to go shopping. We had people to cook for Saturday and then Sunday and then Monday. And it's just like this never-ending barrage of food. And let's face it, you know, a lot of the foods that I grew up with around Christmas time include lots of pastas, things that I don't eat customarily. And I have to tell you, this morning I said to Elisa, I don't know how people do this. I don't know how people eat. Now, look, I am not an anti-carb guy. I am not, you know, telling you, oh, the way to live is no carbs. No, I eat carbs. There's carbs in my diet, but I am not someone who, like most Americans, my dinner plate is made up predominantly of carbohydrates and then a little bit of protein and absolutely no fat, because that's bad. I mean, it's, you know, I eat high protein, high fat, and my carbohydrate sources are generally more vegetable based, except in the morning when I'll have oatmeal. I have been eating pastas and breads and potatoes and yams. And I mean, and you know what? I don't know how people do it. I really don't.
You know, I guess we're lucky in one way and not so much in the other, but we, my wife and I, our family, we're not close to most of our relatives, so we didn't have the barrage of meals to eat. My brother and his wife came, so we did do a little bit more than we normally would and, you know, some different things, but I've been lucky in that I haven't really, had them too bad. But I did drink a little bit, which is something I haven't done in a long time, so we can talk about that.
Alcohol, yeah. I think, didn't you send me a picture on a message with, it looked like a glass of bourbon maybe or something. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was single malt scotch, and I think that was, and when I start sending pictures of what I'm drinking, it's usually after I've had a few.
Yeah, that's your form of drunk texting, right?
Exactly.
You start texting pictures of the stuff you're drinking as opposed to stupid messages. That's funny.
And I don't drink very much at all anymore. In the past, I have drank, and I typically like scotch. It's just a drink that has done well for me. And for whatever reason, I can drink scotch and not feel too bad. I can't drink any amount of wine before it really starts to, you know, give me that kind of hangover feel. But yeah, I had a few. But, you know, I took Rob Regish's hint, and I hydrated, and I used that Emergen-C that he mentioned.
Really?
And one of the things that I like about it, and it actually, I think, in this time of year is really good, is that it has no sodium. And yeah, so it kind of balances out your potassium and some of the other minerals that, you know, I think aren't as frequent. You know, you're not eating the same kinds of fruit. You're eating just high sodium, you know, caloric dense food. So yeah, it's been great, and I noticed it did seem to help. My wife, we went out to eat last night, and we all had a little bit of this kind of flatbread, different, I'd almost call them flatbread pizzas, real salty, and my wife was said she was holding a lot of water and, you know, could really feel it. And I took some of that stuff and feel great. Don't feel it at all.
Well, Elisa had some relatives over and some children over, and this morning I made something that I haven't had since I was a very young man, and that is French toast made out of panettone. Do you know what panettone is?
I do not.
Panettone is it's an Italian equivalent to fruitcake, but it's not that thick. It's not thick and moist. Panettone is dry like bread. It's more like a combination between fruitcake meets Irish soda bread. Okay? Do you know what Irish soda bread is?
I do.
Okay, so it's got that same air-filled, doughy, you know, high-rising dough that is dry, crusty on the outside, moist on the inside, like soda bread. But it's loaded with raisins and citrus fruits, you know, candied orange rinds and stuff like that.
Like and a fruitcake.
Yes, exactly. And but it has a hazelnut undertones in it. It has some nut flavors in it, and it's baked off in the oven. It's a very, very dry, high-rising bread. And you usually have it with coffee or something like that. Well, what I do is I get a big loaf of it, and I slice it at about a third of an inch thick, and then I dredge it in whole eggs and then throw it in a butter-laden pan and make French toast out of it. Then you cover it with honey or berries and, you know, and the juice from the berries, which is what Elisa did for the children this morning. And, you know, I didn't have any. I got to be honest with you because I had to get to the studio. And I didn't want yet. I wanted it so bad because I've been eating carbs for like since Friday. I've been eating, you know, I mean, we had pasta every single day and I've been doing and we made homemade pizza a couple days. And it's like I've been doing some damage, you know, lasagna. We had lasagna. And it's like I looked at it and I thought, I really want that. I want that so bad. But I know that how it's going to make me feel, because after I eat that stuff, it just makes me feel hungover. It's amazing.
You know, it'd be interesting with all that carbohydrate intake and, you know, kind of lower normal amounts of carbohydrate intake, I wonder what your blood sugar levels are doing. You know, clearly they're spiking up, you know, and that's maybe making you feel a little bad, but I wonder if you started taking a reading and just seeing. I think if you don't eat much in the way of carbohydrates, if it's just a lower amount in general, you'll become at least physiological insulin resistant.
For a short period of time, yeah.
Yeah, for a short period of time. And so you're probably seeing high levels of sugar in your blood. And
I probably will. You know what? I'm technically fasted this morning. No, I take that back. Elisa made a fantastic protein shake this morning. So I've had about 50 grams of a combination of whey, casein, and egg protein powder this morning.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was really good. And actually, that helped me not give in to the panettone French toast, because I felt full and satisfied from that. So I had the wherewithal to be able to say, you know, I'm just going to – maybe I'll have some later. And then I convinced Elisa to freeze whatever's left over, you know, for another time, because you could freeze French toast if you wrap it individually, take it out. You could throw it in a frying pan and warm it right back up again, and it tastes just as good as it did. In fact, it may taste better. It'll be a little moister than when you first made it. But anyway, I told her, listen, just freeze this so it won't even be here when I get home. So I actually I don't remember a time where I walked away from French toast panettone. I really don't. But anyway, so I was saying to Elisa, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people eat a high carbohydrate diet. I'm talking about, I've been eating the average American diet the past few days. Let's put it that way, okay? For simpler terms. I don't know how people do it. I have this general sense of malaise. I have this general sense of, I just don't feel really good. I feel bloated all the time. And I said, you know, I don't know how people do it unless you've never known what it feels like to experience optimal health and vitality. So you have nothing to contrast it to. You can't say, oh, I don't feel, people probably just, they feel this way gradually over decades and they just get used to it.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. And, you know, if you look at just the rate at which people move, we went to the mall yesterday and I don't get out to the mall that much. I'm not much of a shopper. But if you just watch people, I mean, people don't move very quickly, you know, and you have to just assume it's at least part reflective of how they feel. They probably don't feel like moving very quickly.
Yeah, well, look at the amount of energy drinks that we sell. And that's what I said to Elisa. I said, I guess what people do is they wake up in the morning. They have, you know, a pot of coffee over the first few hours of work. Then they turn to an energy drink around 3 o'clock. And then they go home and, you know, load up on more carbs. And then they stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning watching television. And then they start all over again. I mean, it's a terrible cycle.
It is a terrible cycle, and it's funny because a lot of that was literally, no pun intended, fed to them because, you know, you eat a lot of carbohydrates, and sure, it is a great energy source, but it technically makes you sluggish. You know, you get serotonin release, and ultimately, they'd be much better off if they just had some protein because that's going to make them more alert and feel like an energy drink.
And fat. You know, the other thing is to get adequate amounts of fat. So
yeah, like you eat the coconut.
Yeah, yeah. I put the lime in the coconut and mix them both together. Anyway, look, we have to take a break. Stay with us. We're talking with Stephen Lay. We're just kind of shooting the breeze. A little bit later in the show, we will be joined by the brilliant Adele Moussa as we do the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele applies subversity logic to science and the news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
It's time to pogo. It is time to pogo. It's coming close to the end of the year. We need to pogo into the new year. Don't forget, Way Natural USA is offering free shipping on all orders through the end of the year. Isn't that right, Stephen?
That's right. Yeah, so take advantage of it. It's a good deal for the best protein. You know, I learned, we have a new sponsor coming on, and I learned from him that lots of the whey protein out there is sourced from China. And that's something I didn't consider. And, you know, the whey natural stuff is the best you can get. But I had no idea how bad it can get.
Yeah. The process of separating whey, and especially getting into some of these isolate fractions of whey, quite often requires the inclusion of solutions and industrial type chemical formulas, from what I understand. And so you have to be careful. There's lots of ways to make whey protein, no pun intended. And some of them are, you know, less desirable because there could be trace amounts of some of these other chemicals left behind.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a good deal. I'm actually going to order me some up as well.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It really is. If you want a high-quality protein, there's nothing else like it. It really isn't. Whey Natural USA. Hey, on another note, before we go into talking a little bit about the new year, you know, I have this this poll up on the website at superhumanradio.com. You know, to men, do you snore? And we now have a total of 2,205 people responded. 2,179 said they do snore. 26 said they don't. This is statistically significant, this number here. We have a 98.8% of our audience, the men, snore based on this, and 1.2% don't. And the reason that this is important is because in the upcoming year, it will be my mission to shed the light on the damaging effects to your body of snoring. And I'm not talking about obstructive sleep apnea. I'm talking about mild to moderate snoring, actually rewiring your heart. And no one's talking about this. You're not going to hear about this on anybody else's show. Definitely not, you know, the shows where they try to dumb science down for you, because it's not going to be something we can dumb down. It's going to be very technically involved. But what the message is going to be is, you guys out there, including me, I'm getting my sleep straight. I feel so much better, Stephen. I got to tell you something. Even my vision is getting better from dealing with my snoring. And I'm not using a CPAP machine. I'm not using one of those mandibular readjustment devices. We're going to talk about methods of alleviating snoring. And we're going to get to the bottom of why guys snore in the first place. And I've got some theories. I'm going to have some scientists on and attempt to put my size 13 foot in my mouth. But I have some theories. So that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about.
Well, you know, I'm astonished. I'm astonished at the numbers. I saw the poll. And I would have thought, you know, before we conducted the poll, that the population of people that listen to Superhuman Radio are potentially, you know, lighter, better BMI, that type of thing. And I would have thought that it wouldn't have been so prevalent. So I'm amazed. And it is a really great motivation to help people out.
It is. And you know what? I probably have to do something similar for the women. I have to find out if women out there are snoring. I'm probably going to let this stand a little bit longer, and then we're going to put one up for the women and see what percentage of women snore that listen to the show. But anyway, and so talking about next year, are you making any resolutions? Do resolutions? Elisa asked me if I was making any resolutions, and I said I don't, because I make resolutions all year long. I'm always adjusting my guidance system, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I'm the same way as you are. We're really similar in a lot of ways, and that's really bad news for you. But I tend to do lots of things that we talk about on the show. So recently I've incorporated some of those things that I'm going to continue on. And this time of the year just makes it more exciting. It's, you know, it's a new year. You've got all these kind of brand ideas. But lately, I started doing cardio before training, not a lot, but 15 or 20 minutes of fairly intense cardio before, I get into my weight training. And then after that, something that I've added in is to do a little more cardio, steady state cardio afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so the first one was based on Adele's show, where he talked about the potential for doing cardio before a workout actually being anabolic. And then the after portion is a show that you did in the past that shows that glycogen depleted training, steady state training, can actually help with your endurance. And I kind of surmise that the reason that a lot of cyclists, for instance, do very long hours on the bike is because, and it works so well, is because they end up being glycogen depleted mm-hmm. after a period of time, mm-hmm. and then the benefits really start to ramp up and add up. So anyway, those are the things that I've kind of changed, along with, like you're doing, maybe not striving for the heaviest weights. My body is not getting any younger.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that was the study, the latter study that you were mentioning was the one that was done on behalf of NASA, because they're trying to find more efficient ways for astronauts to maintain muscle mass while in zero gravity.
That's right.
So, you know, it's amazing. And this is so counterintuitive, because if you look at what the mantra has always been amongst the strength and bodybuilding community, it's been, you know, don't do cardio. Cardio depletes your ability to be strong. And your ability to be strong is what influences muscle size. But we're finding exactly the opposite. But it's going to take a long time for people to trust this new science, I predict.
Yeah, I think so too. And I, you know, it's one of those, it's just like everything else. People will tend to go overboard. And so somebody, you know, might think if a half an hour is great, then 2 hours is better. And you do 2 hours of cardio before you work out and you're not going to have a great workout. But I found that a short duration, 15 to 20 minutes, and I kind of ramp it up almost like a stress test. So mm-hmm. at the end, I'm actually pushing it. I get a really good pump. I'll use the upper body ergo for the upper body days, you know, whether I'm doing shoulders or chest, and then lower body, I'll ride a bicycle. And I get a really good pump before I start, so everything feels a little better, you know, and so, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And then the other thing is, if you know, going back to and trying to keep focused on some of the topics we've covered here, and that is, what is the end point of your training? And if the end point of your training includes health, or health and longevity for us older guys, because we have a lot of young listeners too that they just want to be healthy. They're not worried about longevity. They're already on the right side of the fence, 25, 28 years old. But if health and or health and longevity are part of your equation, you have to ask yourself, is my training conducive to enhancing that or detracting from that? And the utilization of cardio is critical, because there are two ways to strengthen the heart. And one of them is through resistance training, which equates to eccentric hypertrophy. But the other is volumetric training, which we call cardio, which is concentric hypertrophy for the heart. And both are important. It's not adequate to just have big, thick walls in the heart pumping harder if they constrict the sinuses and make them smaller. And that's what cardio does. It allows the heart to expand and get wider. So there is a lot to be said that both of these forms of exercise are equally important for different reasons. And you just can't turn your back on one because you want to be a bodybuilder, in my opinion. You got to find a way to work it in.
It sounds like you'll continue on with the new year, changing up your workout and maybe going a little lighter. Is there anything else that you plan on doing?
Well, I'm not going a little lighter. I'm just going lighter in the rest of the workout. I'm moving back to something that served me well many years ago and for a long time. And that was doing the heaviest movement as my first movement when I'm fresh, and then moving towards lighter, higher reps, and even lighter and higher reps towards the end of the workout. So what I'm doing is I'm accommodating my fatigue. I'm managing my fatigue, hitting it really hard for that first movement, 5 reps, lightening up and shooting for higher reps in the later movements, and then lightening up even more and shooting for even higher reps in the even last movements of the workout. And I am doing more cardio. I'm doing cardio. I'm experimenting with some things I don't want to talk about right now, but I'm experimenting with some unique ways to integrate cardio into the whole picture. So, yes, I'm definitely doing things differently. And I feel good. And my body is responding well. Now, we all know my body's not going to respond well like this ad infinitum. I mean, there's going to have to be some changes made to continue to stimulate the growth and strength and health that I'm looking for, but that'll unfold as this stops working. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, that sounds very cool. The one thing that keeps coming back to me in my mind is, no matter what you do, the words of Bill Pearl, what he says is, just leave a little bit for the next day. And to me, that's going to be, if anything, my mantra for the year, because I want to be able to go into the gym more often as opposed to going in and training just really heavy weights and feeling like I can only lift 3 days a week.
Right.
You know, even though I'm getting gains, there's a lot, I think, to be missed if you can't be consistent.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the other thing is, I think it's important to train at least 5 days a week. I continue to feel this way, combined with increasing activity in general. You know, standing more, walking more, doing things that are activity based. But the idea of just getting into the gym 3 times a week, for me, it doesn't sound like, unless I'm doing 3 days of heavy work, maybe somebody's doing 3 days of powerlifting style training, and then the rest of the days they're doing light stuff, calisthenics, body weight stuff, cardio in the morning and that sort of thing. I really want to be able to get to the gym Monday through Friday and have Saturday and Sunday be days where I can play sports or something like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's about where I need to be as well.
Yeah. But anyway, so the new year is upon us. We continue into the next week. I will continue to eat like the average American, because duty calls. What about you? You going to stay on this track?
No, I've done what I'm going to do, and I typically start my new year about now. I just am all ramped up. I'm ready to go. I've had enough mental time off and physical time off, and so no, I'm already in the new year mentally.
Okay, well that's good. All right. Well, look, we're going to bid you farewell. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Adele Moussa. Steven, thanks for joining me to discuss this, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Carl.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup with Adele Moussa. We'll be right back.
Looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner
add. Pharmanac, there's nothing else like it. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I am joined now all the way from Munster, Germany, thanks to Skype with precise clarity, the brilliant Adele Musa. How are you, Adele?
I've been better.
Really? You're not feeling well?
I've had some sort of, intestinal problems. I don't know. Because it was not due to the festivities. It already began before Christmas. And it's still not back to normal. And I'm really not sure what it was. Maybe I've been out eating with colleagues of mine. And it did not really taste well, and maybe it was also something in it, because it started about 1 to 2 days afterwards, and I really lay down and could hardly move for a couple of days.
Wow, were you running a fever as well?
No, interestingly not. And first of all, it felt like a flu, right. But I didn't have any symptoms of you usually have with the flu, other than being totally fatigued.
Yeah,
and then I realized that all of a sudden my digestive tract was not working really well, and it's still not back to normal. But I'm getting better day by day.
Yeah, because you know that's one of my complaints right now. When I was talking with Steven a little earlier about the way I've been eating like the average American for the past several days with all the holidays upon us, and my digestive system is just completely twisted. I mean, it just doesn't, my body's going, I don't even know what you're doing to me. Why are you doing this? So you're right. It can happen from the festivities, but it sounds like you did get something, obviously. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
do you think sesame would help you? There's a segue.
Oh, I don't know, but, sesame, obviously not, but eating whole, sesame seeds could actually help. I know that in Egypt there is a certain dish that's made of sesame and of sesame seeds,
mm-hmm.
and this is notorious for giving you the runs. And this would be quite nice for me at the moment.
Well, I'll tell you something. There is a candy bar that you can buy here in the United States, and it's called Halva, H-A-L-V-A-H, and it's pulverized sesame seeds. That's all it is. Because sesame seeds are oily, so when they pulverize them, it makes like a paste. And then they add some little flavors to it, and some they add chocolate cocoa powder on the inside and squeeze it into what looks like a brick, an oily brick of sesame seeds. It's delicious. I love them, but it's so rich, very, very rich.
Yeah, I think that's basically the same principle as the Arabic nations do with this sauce. Mm-hmm. You get it when you eat at a restaurant, for example, you get some of that, like elsewhere in the world you would get ketchup.
is that tahini sauce?
Yeah, I think it's called tahini.
Yeah, I love tahini. I'm a big fan of sesame seeds. But what we're talking about this morning for a little bit is actually something that was discussed. We talked about this with Rob Regish just recently. when I first was introduced to the forums, back in around 1999, there was a board by Caleb Stone, who had a company called Avent Labs. And, Sesamin was supposed to be, something that was going to help you become thinner. But there's some new research that you sent me, correct?
Yeah. And it's quite interesting that Sesamin is among those forgotten weight loss adjuvants, because it was really all the rage back in the day.
Right.
Alongside, or even way before TTA came out, and both of them have really disappeared. TTA is now, I think, even banned in the US. And Sesamin is not really known to be an effective fat burner. But what is interesting is that it does, in fact, really increase the fatty acid oxidation, and especially it does increase fatty oxidation in the liver. Hmm. There is, however, a problem in terms of the triglyceride production in the liver, which is obviously also upregulated by sesamin. Now, we already know from previous studies, which have incidentally come out only about 2 to 3 months ago, that adding fish oil to the equation will reduce the triglyceride accumulation and will therefore leave you with mostly only the benefits of sesamin. And what's particularly interesting is that this new study that's coming from the National Food Research Institute in Japan, it was able to show that not just fish oil has this beneficial effect, but funnily also omega-6 oils, namely GLA, which is gamma-linolenic acid,
right,
and arachidonic acid, which is actually the bad guy everybody fears the omega-6 fatty acids would convert to,
right,
that have almost similar effects, but at lower dosages than fish oil. And if you look exactly at what those oils, or the addition of those oils to the sesamin supplementation do, there are actually several different effects, of which one part refers to the reduction in fatty acid synthase. So the liver will stop producing so much fatty acids. On the other hand, it does also reduce enzymes that are involved in gluconeogenesis. So this could even help the diabetics, maybe. This wasn't really part of the study. But most profoundly, it induces the expression of all those typical fatty oxidation enzymes in the liver, and therefore has a profound effect of really cleansing the liver from fat.
Right.
And this is actually pretty strange, or at least counterintuitive, because in the same study they used the maize oil as control, and that's pretty rich in omega-6 fatty acids as well. But those are all in the regular form, quote unquote, regular form you usually find in food stuff, especially in the pre-processed stuff. They actually don't have much arachidonic acid of themselves, most products, but your body will, for whatever reason, produce it at the wrong moment from the omega-6 base. And the maize oil had none of these effects and was even detrimental when it was taken on its own in terms of the buildup of fatty acids in the liver. And another side finding actually of the study I found quite intriguing, also because this sheds a different light on how cholesterol metabolism actually works. Because the supplementation regimen, and especially the one with the arachidonic acid, did actually increase the receptor density of LDL and VLDL receptors.
And this is in the liver?
In the liver, yeah.
Okay.
And it is quite interesting that this may sound as if it was a bad thing, but in the end, those receptors don't react.
They flush out. They like catcher's mitts. They catch the LDL and get it out of the body.
Yeah, and the VLDL receptor is actually pretty rare, and therefore you don't have the same ability to get rid of those molecules fast enough before they oxidize and do damage as you have with the regular LDL particles, which are, first of all, not so susceptible to oxidation because they have larger volume for per surface area. Second of all, the VLDLs are actually the only ones left where we pretty much sure, where we are pretty much sure that they are involved in, cardiovascular disease. While for the LDL particles, for example, we have already learned that it is of utmost importance to look at the actual size. And if they are all large and fluffy, there is not really so much of a problem.
Right.
While you are really in trouble, regardless of the size of the very low density lipoproteins, if you have too many of them floating around, you are pretty likely to develop cardiovascular problems.
Now Adele, to just kind of expand on this discussion, several years ago, there was a company that came out with arachidonic acid supplementation, claiming that it would actually speed muscle building. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just revamped their product and are getting back on the market with it.
Okay, so where do you stand on the value of arachidonic acid as a muscle builder, and then what about its effects on health if you are using it for muscle building?
Well, they actually have a handful of studies to back this up that it does have a positive effect, but in the end it is playing with fire, because the positive effect appears actually to be the result of an increase in inflammation. So if you have a healthy athlete and he who has no problems with chronic inflammation, this may work and will probably not harm you if you stick to the suggested doses at least. On the other hand, if you are already inflamed and due to maybe being obese or a former obese or a high amount of visceral fat or whatever, I would hesitate to even try that, because on the one hand, it's unlikely that you will benefit, and on the other hand, it's more likely that you could add to the harm the already established chronic inflammation is doing.
Interesting. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break now. So when we come back, we can focus on the second discussion or study. I'm not supposed to say discussions any longer because I don't discuss anything. But anyway, what we're going to do is
I like the term.
I know. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more to talk about. We're talking this hour with Adele Moussa, author of Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. If you've never visited Subversity, you really are missing out on an opportunity to expand your horizons on everything to do with physical culture, strength, nutrition, supplementation, and it goes on and on and on. There is no better blog on the internet, no better magazine at the magazine stand than Subversity.com. We'll be right back with more.
About Titan Organics virgin coconut oil, and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest, produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code Titan15. That's TITAN15.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back to the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adel Moussa applies the logic of subversity to a sniff test on science in the news. Now, obviously, there's not a whole lot of science in the news right now because we have these holiday seasons upon us, and a lot of people are reluctant to release new research because they feel like no one's going to see it, but Adel sees it. And so now the discussion turns to the all-empowering raspberry for a moment. We hear so much about raspberries in the news, raspberry ketones, and so on and so forth. What's new with raspberries, Adel?
Well, actually, this is a different take on raspberries because it's, for one time, not about the ketones, which are supposed to help you with weight loss, but rather a complete extract of either the fruit or the pomace. And what is interesting about this study, which comes from Serbia, that alone is interesting because there's not much research out there, or at least I have not encountered all too much research out there from Serbia. But what is really impressive is that these extracts actually had a pretty potent antibacterial activity, and especially the pomace extracts, they were against certain bacteria at least. They were more potent than the control antibiotics they used in the same trial. And to mention some people were probably familiar with, one would be Staphylococcus aureus, where it was more potent, at least in the higher dosages, than the actual antibiotics, and also against listeria.
Hmm.
And people will probably have known about or have heard about listeria also in the context of drinking raw milk being so dangerous because it could contain listeria.
Right.
And similar things that you will have heard about eating raw stuff, especially chicken, because of the salmonella content. And actually, it works pretty well, exactly the same effect as the real antibiotic on Salmonella as well. So this goes to show you that there's still much to find out about the things we actually believe we know pretty well. And interestingly, often this has something to do with other new results, because who would have cared about antibacterial effects about maybe 30 years ago? And if you think about it, you can safely assume that in the extract there must also be a raspberry catalins in it.
Right.
And I would like to see a study showing what happens when you supplement with raspberry catalins to the intestinal composition of bacteria, and whether this is not actually the reason that in some researches it did actually work and have beneficial effects on weight loss. Although this is not that clear as the people who are selling and pimping it try to make it appear.
Right.
Because you can cite one study where it works and two studies where it didn't work. And so maybe this may depend on the makeup of your gut microbiome and how it's modulated by the ketones, or at least it could be one of the effects.
Well, I'll tell you something else, an interesting discussion that I had with a good friend of mine who is one of the largest importers-exporters in the United States. He's out on the West Coast. And we were talking about raspberry ketones, for instance, because they're all the rage right now. Everything raspberry seems to be the rage. About a year or so ago, raspberry pigment from black raspberries were all the rage because of its potential antioxidant effects.
Yeah.
Well, he told me, he said it takes 2.5 kilos of raspberries to render about 4 milligrams of raspberry ketones.
Yeah.
If you apply some critical thinking, you got to think about what 2.5 kilos of raspberries looks like to yield a few milligrams of raspberry ketones. And then the amount of raspberry ketones that are quoted to be in the capsules. And he told me that he has tested 5 different samples of raspberry ketones coming from abroad. And he said that none of them are real raspberry ketones. And 3 of them, he said, are very, very close, similar. The molecules are similar, but they're synthesized. They're not coming from raspberries at all. He said they're coming from some laboratory.
Yeah.
So, which makes you question how, even if these things are effective, how do you possibly get such a large amount of them, where you can put it in a pill and sell it to people? And that makes you go back to this notion that maybe just eating raspberries by themselves is the way to go.
Well, actually, if you really ate those 2 kilos of raspberries every day, I bet you will lose weight like crazy.
Yeah.
Because, they are pretty filling and, they will make you go to the toilet pretty often, at least such amount. And all that together will obviously reduce your the energy you will derive from the other things you are probably not even really able to eat when you're filled up on raspberry ketones, real raspberries.
Right.
So,
right.
You know that taking a pill is always more attractive to people than eating real food.
Yes, absolutely. But obviously this continues to show the validity of the value of food as a form of medicine, if nothing else. I mean, I'm not suggesting that people go out and eat raspberries all the time. There's other ways to get lean. But look at the benefits of raspberries in these cases here where, you know, typically drugs are used to rescue children, especially. From of these disorders. Let's move on to green tea. I read an interesting study this morning, not on this level, but green tea continues to be exploited by nutraceutical companies. You have one here that talks about green tea that is fermented by lactobacillus. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, isn't that the same microbiotic or probiotic that is used in Acidophilus as well?
Acidophilus has, I think it has lactobacillus. Usually they are combined.
Okay.
And it's actually also used in in milk products or different dairy products to ferment them.
Yes.
So it's not really a stranger in terms of fermentation processes induced by man. But what is interesting is that while you will always hear that teas are fermented to a different degree, they are never fermented with lactobacillus or any other of these probiotics, but the fermentation process just occurs during the drying process.
Right.
And green tea is actually one of the teas which is the least fermented, while the black tea is the one that's the most fermented. You can actually go by the color of the tea. The darker the tea you prepare, the more it was fermented before.
Right.
And this is therefore, it is at least different from regular green tea, and I'm not even really sure whether you could buy it. You could obviously ferment it yourself afterwards, so this would work. And this is in a way a news that already that is of great significance to the next celebration, because what the scientists tested here was actually whether it could attenuate alcoholic-induced liver damage.
Right.
And it did so, and interestingly, it did so by increasing the clearance of alcohol from the liver. And if you look at the exact values, you see that the rodents who had been fed for 7 days some of these extracts, they had actually a clearance rate that they were almost sober 6 hours after they drank the alcohol or they were infused with the alcohol, while the ones who just used water were still pretty high serum concentration.
Wow!
In this case, more than double the value of those who were fed this extract 7 days and once. So you better start fermenting your green tea now in order to
right.
be prepared for New Year's Eve.
Would it be easy? Would it be easy to do this on your own? Do you think?
I think it is not really easy for someone who has done fermenting before with for example with certain strains of Lactobacillus fermentum. I think that the procedures should be quite similar. Obviously, you won't have the sophisticated equipment they used in this particular study. But if you left that out, the main thing was to take the tea they purchased and put it in a petri dish and or in a larger bowl rather, and add the lactobacillus to it and wait for it to ferment.
Right.
So this could not be very difficult. So I think if there are real advantages, you will also see, or you will probably see, respective supplements in the future.
Oh, absolutely, because imagine being able to take a supplement after going out drinking and then waiting a half hour or so and then being able to get in your car and drive home without the fear of driving while intoxicated. I mean, that's a huge market right there.
In a half hour, it did only reduce by 50%.
But that's still 50% could be the difference between, driving drunk and not driving drunk.
It could be, but you must remember that the effects are probably built up. So you would have to consume that beforehand for a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
I think they didn't test whether it would have an acute effect, but. Since it actually upregulated the enzymatic expression in the liver already before they ingested the alcohol, the rats were given the alcohol, I suspect that it will take at least 3 days or so to yield a significant effect. But even regular green tea can work, and the effect is not so potent, but it is still way better than just drinking water. So if you don't really know how to ferment it, you can start drinking your green tea now.
Yeah,
and this will already help you.
Yeah, and I'm drinking a cup of green tea now. I mean, I've completely gotten away from coffee because it was just bothering my stomach so much, and have started to depend on green tea exclusively. We're going to be talking more about tea, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. This is the Subversity Science Roundup. The discussion continues about tea. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As discussion continues with Adele Musa, we're going to talk a little bit more about different types of teas now, and their phenolic compounds and what they do for you. Right now, we're going to change the discussions a little bit to black tea, right? Which is a more fermented tea.
Exactly, and this is classic fermentation. No lactobacilli involved. Just dry the leaves and wait for them to become black, and they have black tea. You have your black tea.
Let's face it. While green tea is all the rage now, and has been very popular amongst the Asian communities. Black tea is really what the majority of the world drinks.
Yeah. And what's quite interesting and also comes out of this study is that it's possible that it makes much more of a difference where you get your tea from than whether you ferment it for until it's black or drink it right away when it's still green. Because in this particular study, they did not only look at the infusion times and how much of this different polyphenols will get out of the tea leaves and into the water, but also at different tea types of tea from different sources, from Brazil, from India, and from Britain. And I don't think that the one from Britain is grown in Britain, so it must be some sort of standard tea bought in Britain.
Right.
And if you look at the actual data, you will see that there are profound differences in both the overall release, but also in the time it takes for the catechins and the rutin and even the caffeine to be released. And the Brazilian tea they tested here generally had needed much longer time in the hot water to release its ingredients. But in the end, you had much higher concentrations. Mm-hmm. For example, for rutin, you see that it does not really, there is no rutin at all if you don't brew the tea for at least 7 minutes. Well, the British tea will release the little rutin it has right away. And when you leave it longer in the hot water, you will actually see a decrease in
right.
In the concentration. So similar effects have been observed for other things. Rutin, by the way, is a potent antioxidant and it's related to quercetin and has antioxidant effects and has also been shown to be able to avoid or keep your endothelial cells, your blood vessels clean and prevent atherosclerosis. And so this would be a great thing this would be something that could really matter, that you only infuse your tea for, say, 30 seconds in order to achieve a high amount if you're using a British tea. The tea from India, on the other hand, had already only very low content of rutin.
Right.
And didn't release
much either at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And amazingly, the Brazilian tea, I think it had about, if you compare it to the tea from India, it had, roughly six times more rutin in it. But as I said before, you will have to, keep the tea brewing for 10 minutes. And there is pretty much of a downside to this because at this time also the other ingredients start really to come out of this Brazilian tea, the catechins, the gallic acid, and also the caffeine. And in the end, we all know that they have beneficial effects, but on the one hand, you do not really want to consume way too much caffeine over the day. And on the other hand, you will probably have recognized that the taste of the tea, if you steam it for too long, becomes really bitter. And that's actually a sign that you got more of these different acids,
right,
which have a beneficial health effect, but taste, very bitter, to say the least.
But Adele, it appears to me that you'd want, okay, the amount of caffeine that is in tea and as a rule is a very, very small amount. Anyway, we're talking about maybe 10, 20, 30, maybe 40 milligrams in a cup of tea. So that doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. When you look at the benefits, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but it looks like the Brazilian tea is a better choice. Okay, granted, you have to brew it longer. And also, when we're talking about brewing, are we talking about steeping? Or are we talking about keeping the water boiling while the tea is in there?
No, you boil it up, put the tea in there, and then you're waiting.
So you just have to steep it longer. So steeping the Brazilian tea for 10 minutes releases all of the good things that people drink tea for to a greater degree.
It does affect, yeah. And even with the regular British tea, which is probably what you would get when you just buy a black tea in the supermarket.
Right.
You also have, for example, the increase in catechins, which are the ones which are hailed for the beneficial effects of green tea, for example. They really are released only after 7 or 7.5 months. So the longer steeping does, in fact, have its benefits. And if you you trust conventional wisdom, then you will also have heard that the short brewing, due to the relatively high initial release of caffeine from the beginning on, at least in the standard varieties of tea, they are more excitatory,
right.
While the longer time will make the tea, well, it tastes bitterer, but it is not such, it does actually calm you down somewhat.
Right.
So this is probably due to the catechins binding to the caffeine, and therefore also the gallic acid, I believe. The caffeine does not, maybe in there at a higher concentration, but it does not hit you so fast.
Right. What about, why was chlorogenic acid not measured in the Brazilian tea?
I actually don't know. I think there was a problem with the measurement specifically for the chlorogenic acid.
Because chlorogenic acid is real popular right now. I remember Michael Smith, Dr. Smith, coming on from Life Extension talking about it. And I think that's also, there are some supplements out there that are claiming to be from green coffee beans that claim that the chlorogenic acid is good for weight loss. Or am I missing my message here?
No, it's right. It's pretty potent for weight loss. At least one study showed that allegedly in still these individuals, just taking those green tea caps, green coffee bean
right.
Extract caps, for I don't really know how long time period of the study was, but they lost a significant amount of body fat, although they kept their regular diet and didn't exercise. So this is pretty impressive research. On the other hand, it's again questionable, and that does actually segue to the next tea item, whether everyone would benefit to the same extent. Because another study that was just released found that actually the great green tea extracts don't do anything for fat oxidation. at least not during exercise, and at least not in healthy individuals. The one thing the scientists observed was that after 1 day of supplementation, nothing happened at all. And after 1 week of supplementation, they they saw an increase in fatty acid release, so lipolysis. And in other words, you will have higher
circulating
free fatty acids in the blood and
right.
higher glycerol levels in the blood. So this would in fact have an advantage in terms of endurance, but you still have to burn them off, so to say. So in the end, in and out of itself, in healthy people, green tea does not seem to be any sort of fat burner. And this is actually what we are seeing in many of those promising herbal extracts, which are most of all antioxidants. And green tea has very profound antioxidant effects. In fact, I've seen a couple of weeks ago quite intriguing study which investigated the addition of green tea extract instead of vitamin E to fish oil to prevent oxidation, and that worked better than the vitamin E.
Wow.
So this goes to tell you that it is, in fact, primarily an antioxidant. And what really hinders fat loss, especially in really obese people and other people who are chronically stressed and have chronic inflammation, is probably, first of all, that they reduce the inflammation to a level that is normal and that really allows your body to dig into the fat stores again. So you always have to be careful about interpreting results from rodent studies, where they feed the rodents those fat-enriched diets, that are actually continuously making them sick. Mm-hmm. And then say, well, we administered this and that drug and that inhibited weight gain. This does not really mean that you, as someone who's eating healthy and exercising, will on the other end lose any significant body weight or body fat when you use the same drug at the same equivalent dose, for example. And this goes also for humans. If you compare somebody who is still pretty overweight and benefits, this does not mean that you can finally reveal your six-pack if you don't have any visceral fat, for example.
Right.
Because most of all these compounds do actually work on the visceral fat, the bad one, which is driven by inflammation and which drives inflammation.
Interesting. The discussion about green tea also is taking another turn. I saw that, and I inferred to this study that I read this morning, that topical green tea actually can minimize the degree of wrinkles and lines in people's skin. And I'm talking about dramatically, change. And there's one that shows that green tea by itself, a topical form of green tea extract works. But interestingly enough, one that has both green tea extract and lotus flower extract, it's profound, the effects on the skin. This is a study out of China that I was reading just this morning. So, you know, we learn more and more about green tea and its benefits. It's an amazing antioxidant that works on so many different levels. It's just very, very powerful.
Yeah, it does. And actually, it's also it has also been shown that when you inject it right into a tumor at a high enough dose and nano encapsulated, that it really goes into the tumor tissue, then you can even send cancer into remission. At least in rodent models, they right. have already done that. And this is also a very interesting research for one of the most fatal ailments we are faced with at the moment.
It escapes you, you said?
It is one of a promising treatment for cancer, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more to discuss. You're listening to the Subversity Science Roundup with the brilliant Adele Musa. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, mechanogrowth growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get everything right and I want you to. I get everything right. I'm not playing.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Right. Get up and sway.
We're talking with Adele Musa from Subversity.com. This next discussion is one that is really interesting to me because we started talking about the Katsu method back in 2007 after some of the early studies were coming out of Japan using vascular restriction and vascular occlusion in a way to enhance muscle growth and hypertrophy. And there's been a lot of discussion on this, and you found a really interesting study here, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it is, because previous research has shown that it can help, especially if you can't train really hard due to being injured or having another health condition, that this can additional cuffs can actually bring up your gains to almost the level a medium intensity hypertrophy workout would induce.
Right.
But I've always rather thought about it as a strategy I would refer to only when I'm hurt for a couple of weeks and couldn't really train. So the most recent study, which is interestingly by the same people who did most of the previous work, from the Oklahoma Department of Health and Exercise Science, and they found that, or they speculate, I should say, that the actual effect is brought about by something you could call a pump effect,
right?
Because the blood gets thick or gets stuck in the
veins and arteries.
Yeah, exactly. And you get a direct increase in muscular thickness of depending on the muscle you control. In this case, they did it on the vastus lateralis and the rectus femoris, and the latter of the two increased in size by 22%. And the effect was actually so pronounced that the discomfort bordered really being pumped up to a degree that started to hurt the subject.
But now wait a minute, I have to ask you some questions. They were trying to achieve this strictly from restricting blood flow without any actual mechanical exercise, correct?
Yeah.
So how exactly. did they talk about pumping the muscle up? How did they pump it up? Did they use a syringe and insert? How did they do it?
I think that you just have to apply the cuff or the pressure of the cuff
And let the blood flow start to become trapped in there, in other words.
Yeah.
So they call that pumping
maybe
it up. Okay.
Maybe they told the individuals to move the leg lightly because to keep the blood floating, first of all.
Yes.
And then when you donate blood, you usually get a cuff too, and then you have to make a fist and wait and open it. And
right.
So then suddenly the blood starts floating freely, so to say. I think something like that will make sense.
Involved. Now, as you point out, the pump became so painful, but also on the fifth session, the pump became so painful that even their heart rates went up, it looks like.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Hmm.
But this could obviously also be due to the fact that the heart tried to overcome the occlusion. And this is never the type of occlusion that will have you lose your leg. So it's not that no blood at all will pass through it. But it's enough to reduce the blood flow and to make it accumulate in the muscle. And what they speculate about is that it is actually the change in muscle thickness, which even remained for a certain time after the cuffs have been removed, which is behind the potent anti-atrophy effects. And combined with strength training, you see the hypertrophy effect. So if you have those cuffs on and apply them without doing anything, the best thing to expect is probably that you don't get the same amount of atrophy as you would have if you were just sitting around all day without cuffs. And this is interesting because it also sheds a different light again on the good old pump you get when you're just training like anyone else, with normal weights,
right,
looking heavy. And, you actually don't really have to look for the pump during the set, but rather, during the breaks. Usually, especially when you're lifting heavy, you will have noticed this, I believe. That the real pump only hits you after you are half through your recovery after the set. And this is, could actually be a factor which has been proposed previously, that the pump and the increase in the muscle size and the strain to the muscle's protective skin, so to say, is essential, or at least one of the factors that actually stimulate the muscle growth.
That's really interesting. And to think about the pump as being more of a governor, trying to protect the muscle to a degree. Interesting.
Yeah, so to say.
All right, let's move on to this next discussion on the impact of chronic exercise on appetite control. Before we get into this, what constitutes chronic exercise? I asked this to Dr. O'Keefe the other day when we were discussing the effects of exercise on the heart. And I said, in one study, they made rats exercise chronically, and it reversed the pathological changes in the heart and turned them into physiological change. He was not familiar with this phenomenon. And because I was asking him, what is considered chronic exercise if a human wants to exercise chronically? So what did they do in this study, Adele, in order to reach a level of chronic exercise?
That's mainly a function of how often how regularly you exercise. And in this particular study, they did a 12-week protocol of supervised exercise program.
Just once a day?
I think it was three times a week.
Oh, wow. That doesn't seem chronic to me at all. Okay.
Well, it is pretty chronic for someone who is overweight and probably or obese and probably has not done any exercise before.
Okay.
So it will probably depend on your former activity level, what will elicit the respective benefits. But what I found particularly important in this study here is that it really puts another question mark behind the calories in, calories out hypothesis, and behind what Gary Taubes unfortunately said on Dr. Oz's show,
right,
that you cannot exercise because you will just get hungry. And in fact, the study does show that exercising will increase the caloric intake. But on the other hand, it had two different effects which are pretty significant. And the one is that with the in the exercise group, the ingestion of a meal before the actual buffet, where they could eat as much as they wanted, that it really enabled the obese people or obese individuals in the study to match their energy intake way better in the follow-up meal. So they did not overeat as much in terms of not being satiated by a 600 kilocalories meal before, and therefore end up not really eating so much more calories. And even the amount of the, there is a certain change in energy compensation. So you will compensate for that. But if you look at the different individuals and correlate the weight loss success and the energy compensation, you will see that all of them lost basically the same amount of weight, regardless of how much more energy they consumed in those 12 weeks.
Interesting. Wow. So that kind of flies in the face of common wisdom, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the main effect in terms of hormones was actually what you would expect, that is a decrease in leptin, and what's probably about as important, a decrease in GIP, that is a peptide hormone that actually induces the production of insulin. So if those are high, you will always produce tons of insulin in response to whatever you eat. And with the high leptin levels, you are, at least in an overweight, obese scenario, it's always a marker of already being leptin resistant. And therefore, it's usually a good thing if the leptin level lowers. If you are already totally skinny and your leptin level drops even more, this can be a problem, but not if you are still obese. So in the end, this only promotes the idea that doing exercise is nothing but beneficial to you, because you become healthier and you lose weight despite being able to eat more and feeling more satiated and being able to control your energy intake much better.
Interesting. Interesting. I want to move on to this next topic, if that's okay. Do you want to talk anything?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, before we discuss this next study, explain why prolactin levels post-exercise should even be considered. Is prolactin one of those hormones that that induces fatigue and exhaustion?
This has not really been researched yet, and actually the scientists in their discussion call for future papers to investigate the actual effects of the prolactin response to exercise. What I've read before is that prolactin appears to increase hand in hand with cortisol. When you train to exhaustion specifically. And the study at hand, which showed that bicarbonate supplementation before a bout of exercise to exhaustion, actually shows that it could be that the increase in serum prolactin is necessary to get the acidity to get you back into a non-acidic state. Because if you look at the actual data in the study, you will see that while the prolactin response was there in the people who consumed bicarbonate before the exercise, it was pretty mild, about 30%, and interestingly, it started to decrease again after 6 minutes. While in those who did not compensate for the lowering in pH by ingesting bicarbonate before the workout, it did still increase at the end of the 15 minutes recovery period. They measured it. And at that time point, it was more than 100% elevated. So we don't really know what the role is, and the scientists only speculate that there must be a connection of prolactin in terms of the physical response to get rid of the acids because this has also been observed in other situations of over-acidity, that the prolactin release increases. And they speculate that, that this may be the case also after exercise. Now, the direct effect of higher prolactin levels has not been really established, but there is some evidence that it does, for example, hamper fatty acid oxidation, whereas this would be probably rather due to the increase in acidity, and so that is not caused by prolactin, but rather a side effect of prolactin.
Hmm.
But rather, the prolactin release is a side effect of the over-acidity. And being acidic in general decreases fatty acid oxidation and increases your susceptibility to develop all sorts of metabolic pathologies, and is at least underestimated, I believe, in terms of its effect on your general metabolism.
Well, I think, and I stand to be corrected, but I remember reading, I knew someone several years ago who had some symptoms, and I did some research for her, and she ended up being she suffered from hyperprolactinemia. That was discovered after she went to an endocrinologist and had some baseline numbers taken. And the symptoms that she had, which are classic in hyperprolactinemia, include symptoms that can also be mistaken for a thyroid disorder, hypothyroidism, and that is naturally weight gain, fatigue, even fatigue to the point that there is neuromuscular interference that can present itself as tremor. And so that's why I asked if the reason they were looking at this was because of the fatigue, potential fatigue component. Now I don't know if prolactin is produced, as you point out, so aptly, you know, in concert with cortisol, and people who suffer from hyperprolactinemia, the symptoms may actually be, in concert with high cortisol levels do to you. Or if it's the prolactin itself. And that's why I was curious, because it seemed interesting to me that there was even a relationship with high prolactin levels in this study, you know?
No, well, I think it will probably have significant effect on its own. But it's only known as the hormone that's necessary to induce lactation.
Right.
And what is often forgotten is that especially in men, can also induce erectile dysfunction when you have hyperprolactin levels.
Really?
Yeah, it can.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. That's because I know somebody who is. That's funny. You may have just helped me find another clue to help somebody out. Okay. I didn't think about prolactin levels.
It's not really, the problem is just that this is a new context to see prolactin in. We have seen these increases before, but nobody really cared about them. And one of the theories I've heard was that this must have something to do with cortisol, because in the same study, they also observed a cortisol increase. I think cortisol increased, say, 5 minutes before, and then prolactin ensued. And this is an interesting new theory, and I hope that we will see future studies done on that.
Yeah. We're going to take our last commercial break. The next discussion is going to be an important one about vitamin D. I like this. I want to talk more about this. We're talking this hour with Adele Musa, author of Subversity.com. You want to be the smartest kid on your block? Go to Subversity.com and read. Read your way to wealth. Health is wealth. Find it at Subversity.com. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Adel Moussa, author of Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. And now the subject is going to turn to something that we love to talk about on this show, and that is vitamin D status, but more specifically, during pregnancy. Talk about it, Adel.
Yeah, during pregnancy and right after birth. They measured in a German relatively large-scale study in 272 women and their newborn children, the vitamin D status of both during the pregnancy and right after birth. And then they followed the children for, I think, 4 years total. And unfortunately, only in the second year, all of the participants were still aboard and provided information about allergy symptoms and whether the children developed allergies or didn't. And what is quite well, counterintuitive is that the highest vitamin D levels were associated with a 4.6 times a higher rate of food allergy diagnosis by the second year of life. So instead of protecting the children from allergies, it appears, if you just look at this particular study, that it really precipitates them to develop food allergies. Interestingly, there were no correlations with eczema, for example, or other factors they tested, but very significantly for the food allergies. And while the scientists in this particular study argue that their results would pretty clearly show that vitamin D supplementation does not protect against allergy, but rather can cause allergy, it is also interesting and pretty important, I think, to mention another previous review of the literature, which actually found that there is a link between both high and insufficient vitamin D levels and the development not only of allergies, but also of asthma.
Really?
And this is what the researcher who wrote this paper calls a paradox. Because how can too much and too little be as bad for you? And we all know that oftentimes you have this U-shaped curves where somewhere in the middle you get all the benefits and on the left side you get the same detrimental effect as on the right side of optimal dosing regimen. But in this case it appears rather different factor to be a different factor that is mentioned at least here by the scientists, which has to do with epigenetic programming. And it appears as if you are born to a mother who had low vitamin D levels, and usually children receive actual vitamin D supplementation after birth, then the epigenetic programming is not effective for the sudden onslaught of vitamin D. And this, as well as the exact opposite, having a mother with very high or good levels of vitamin D and not getting enough vitamin D after you were born. And I suppose that this was the case in the study I talked about before, because there we had mothers and children with relatively high vitamin D concentration. They did unfortunately not retest the vitamin D levels of the children after the second year of life. So in fact, they may have been epigenetically programmed to have or to be accustomed to high vitamin D levels, and all of a sudden no vitamin D from the mother, no vitamin D from supplements or so, and no vitamin D from the sun, because the sun is dangerous and you never have to let your kid out in the sun. And well, this was ironic, just to say this.
it makes perfect sense, because if the organism is formed under the presence of something in abundance or certain levels, and then all of a sudden those levels diminish, you would develop some sort of symptoms. You would develop some sort of issues. So it makes perfect sense what you're saying here.
Yeah, I think this is a very good hypothesis, because it also explains much of what we are seeing in actual trials in adults. Because some of us obviously live pretty well with what is called vitamin D deficiency.
Right.
And while others really become sick. And maybe it is a means of epigenetic upregulation of the enzymatic conversion, which allows some people to really convert much more of the vitamin D3 to the active vitamin D at need, and therefore they do not have to store that much and to have that high levels. And on the other hand, there are others who have been born to be vitamin D abundant, so to say, who do not express the same enzymes at this rate, and therefore cannot convert them so effectively.
Makes perfect sense. It really, really does. That's interesting. Great. This is great research. Anytime I hear about research done in maternal women, I find it very, very interesting, because I think that there's got to be a lot more of this. I think it was Sally Fallon who came on my show. I don't know where she got this notion from, but she seemed to be very convinced, and it's the position of the Weston A. Price Foundation, that mothers planning on being mothers before they get pregnant make sure that they consume adequate amounts of vitamin A and D. And A is specifically, she said that women who have higher vitamin A levels going into their pregnancy and throughout their pregnancy tend to have more symmetrical, beautiful babies. Now, obviously, beautiful is a word that's hard to quantify. You know, it's in the eye of the beholder. But what she seemed to imply was that babies are built better, more symmetrical, and more the ideal of what a baby should look like when the mothers have high vitamin A levels. And I remember when she said that, after doing so many different shows on stem cell therapy and finding out that they use active vitamin A, retinol, to help the differentiation process of stem cells. And a baby is nothing more than a stem cell factory. So, yeah. You know, I love these kind of studies when they're doing them in mothers carrying babies, because it starts there. It doesn't start after the baby is on the ground, the considerations to these types of things.
Many things have been programmed before, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And as far as vitamin A is concerned, it's also interesting that much of the research which argues that vitamin A, for example, is one of the causes of obesity and metabolic syndrome, they based their rationale on measuring those binding proteins, of which we don't really know what they even do.
Right.
The one thing I found out is that there is not a single study that was able to show that taking higher amounts of vitamin A will increase the retinol binding protein, which is now supposed to be one of the fundamental factors in obesity. So if this does not happen, it does not appear to be the vitamin A intake, but some sort of mismanagement within the body that produces this effect.
Yeah, interesting. We have actually come to the end of the show. Do you have other topics for the second helping of Subversity Science Roundup for your blog?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have one on nootropic drugs, which is quite interesting, also because they can help with cognitive deficit. And I have a couple of others that are not so good to talk about on the air anyway, because you really need to see a diagram to get the sense out of the study. And I think they will fit in nicely tomorrow.
So those will be available at subversity.com tomorrow. Now, Adele, are you going out for New Year's Eve?
I'm not sure. If I'm back to normal, I will go to a private party, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, I hope you do. I hope you feel better, and I hope you have a great New Year's.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Thanks for tuning in today. We have another show planned for you tomorrow. It's Friday, and then we go into the New Year's weekend, and then we come out. A new year, new people. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you tomorrow.